AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
What is that?
That's, dude, it's supposed to get you right.
Man, no, the nectar of the gods. I'm telling you, look, I'm going to send some of that, bro.
I'm going to check it out.
You want in T-form or capsule form? When we get done, T-form. just holler at my manager. We right
there. Bro, we going to get it, bro. I need a re-up.
You know, I take drugs.
Hey, man, he be on this.
How you know about that, boy? How you know about that, boy?
He hit me. He hit me, and I hit him. I'm like, all right, bro. I be like, you heard about this one? You got this one?
Hey, but what I been, what about niacin?
Who?
Niacin.
I don't mess with niacin.
You don't want niacin? Why?
That's chemical, right?
It's isolated chemistry. I just want to say that. So basically what they do is they play God and they take the actual holistic form and they separate the molecules. And usually when you do that, you rob your body of something else. So say if you take like calcium pills right now,
right. The
body need magnesium to buffer out calcium. So when you take calcium pills, it's going to rob the body of magnesium.
So how do I get vitamin C?
This nigga been studying like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, I'm playing no game, bro. I know exactly what it needs, but I want to... My artery vessels, I want them to relax.
That's magnesium.
Magnesium?
Yeah, magnesium relaxes the muscles.
Vitamin C, just for vitality?
Vitamin C is called ascorbic acid. That shit deals with over 90,000 different complexes in your body. So vitamin C is powerful.
Right.
Is it possible to get cancer when the body have vitamin C in it?
It's possible?
Impossible to get cancer when the body is loaded up with vitamin C. Mm-hmm.
And vitamin D, because my vitamin D is extra low.
Getting the sun.
I do be outside all goddamn time.
You taking something that's robbing your body of cholesterol, because that's what makes vitamin mineral D is cholesterol.
But I don't need too much vitamin cholesterol, because I don't like saying I'm a pre-diabetic, but you know the numbers. I'm at the numbers.
According to who, though?
According to the analysis of the doctors.
Yeah, and the doctor's basing your body off a 40-year-old white man. Our sugar content is way more than theirs, so that's why you see black people are high in diabetes, hyperglycemia, diabetes mellitus, pre-diabetics.
Right.
We got more carbon in our bodies than them. Right? Carbon and sugar.
Right.
So, don't follow their statistics, bro. Most of that shit be bullshit. I got a book coming out called Healing the Illusion We Call Disease, bro.
Right.
Blow your mind. Talking about all that shit.
Damn.
That ass been studying like a motherfucker. That boy been studying the Bible. You been studying a lot of shit.
Well, I got to, bro.
I see.
The world wicked. I see,
man, it's evil, bro. You hear me? This motherfucker's an evil place.
Shit. Hold up. I'm going in.
We'll be ready in about 5 minutes.
That's all good. Do y'all think?
March 7. Okay.
I got more questions. I'm gonna save them for the what you call.
I got questions. Y'all niggas ain't high from the last set.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all still ain't high. Like,
I ain't do. I just got here. I ain't do the last one.
I got another question. So when y'all smoking, like y'all just smoked last set, right? If y'all still high, this gonna get you higher, or is it a level where you just you don't get high no more?
No, yeah, you're not. Yeah,
there's
get
a point
high
where you'll be high later.
So that'll kick in later.
By the time I get home, I'll be ready to go straight to bed.
Okay.
It is a point where I feel like you'll smoke yourself sober.
Straight up.
You'll miss the whole point of smoking.
You miss the whole point.
That shit possible for real?
Yes. You missed it.
See, motherfuckers be like, when you be like, well, I'm good.
I was high till I started smoking.
Y'all funny, man. DC, it ain't there, man. Bet 100.
Well, I definitely bet that.
Bet 250 then. Bet 250.
So sure, real. Nothing outside a person can find when they're going into them.
Then the second
best. Yeah, that's the kind of thing that house. About his prayer, so go ahead. Don't you see that? I think that is the person into their heart, but into their stomach, and then out of body. And saying this is because all food.
Let's see it.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You got it?
Let's see it. Read it out loud. I want them to hear it.
All right. Now, you know, sometimes it come with parentheses, and you know, it's what the Bible, like, this is not the only Bible that said it. It says, because this is when the Jews had done saw the Israelites eating without washing their hands, and they came in, and you know, they always tried to find something to go against Jesus to be like, this is why you're not who you say you are.
Yeah.
So they was like, I'm gonna read the entire thing and say, we're gonna start off as March 7. The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were defiled, that is unwashed. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands in ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And they observe many other traditions, such as the washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles. So the Pharisees and teachers of the law asked Jesus, why don't your disciples live according to the traditions of the elders instead of eating their food with defiled hands? He replied, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites, as it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding to human traditions. And he continued, you have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. For Moses said, honor your father and mother, and anyone who touches their father and mother is to be put to death. But you say that if anyone declares that what might have been used to help their father or mother is Corban, that is devoted to God, then you no longer let them do anything for their father or mother. Thus, you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And you do many things like that. Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, listen to me. Everyone to understand this. Nothing outside of a person can defile them by going into them. Rather, it is what's come out of a person that defiles them.
Right.
After he had left the crowd and he entered the house, his disciple asked him about his parable. Are you dull? He asked, don't you see that nothing that enters a person from the outside can defile them? For it doesn't go into their heart, but into their stomach and then out of the body. In saying this, Jesus declared all food clean.
No.
I know, I'm just reading, no. I'm just saying what the Bible said.
That's a last part, that's a commentary.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. It's commentary in the Bible. Yeah, that's what I got.
But what he wasn't talking about that, though. What he was talking about was what comes out of a mouth is what defiles man, murderers. If you go to Galatians chapter 5, it'll back up what he was talking about.
Right.
What goes in is supposed to be the fruits of the Spirit.
Right.
So he was never ordaining nothing clean to eat.
Right.
He was just talking about how y'all judge me, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the Jujitsis, all these different sex was judging him. Right. They were stealing in the temples. They was gambling in the temple of God.
They were using the traditions for their own purposes.
Yeah, for their own purposes. Right. And he like, look, that's why he kept quoting Moshe.
Right.
Notice he kept quoting Moses, honor your father and your mother. But you judging me because I'm not washing my hands. It's not about me washing my defiled hands. It's about what comes out of the mouth of a man.
Right.
And if you look at what's supposed to come out, it's the fruits of the Spirit. Book of Galatians, chapter 5, start at 19, go on down. Right. And it'll show you what defiles. Go there real quick. It'll show you what defiles a man.
J-O-N, play me some herbalistic pimping.
Herbalistic pimping?
Yeah, I need some real herbalist. Hey, man, sprinkle some hibiscus on this shit.
But as you can see, how can somebody can get confused?
Yeah, so...
I never said that all food was clean. It was just that time when he was making a point.
But he wasn't making a point about the food. He was just letting them know. He is the living word. He can never go against himself.
Right.
That's why he always say the scriptures can't be broken.
Right.
So what he was just trying to do, he was giving them an analogy saying that me eating with my hands being filthy don't make me an unclean man.
Right.
You niggas is unclean. Y'all niggas is robbing the churches, you robbing the preachers, you taxing the people.
Right.
You niggas are poor stewards with your money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you realize the temple of God was a banking system. The first central bank was the fucking temple, bro.
Right.
That's why Christ, Hamashiach, went in there and started whooping all them niggas with the cords, flipping over the money tables, and he was mad because they had made the God house into a bank.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why he was like, give on to Caesar what's on to Caesar.
Right.
So he basically talking about mindset. Like, for instance, even when you get into Leviticus chapter 11 and talks about eating of the pig, eating of the swine, all this is a mindset thing because you are what you eat.
Right.
If you eat pig, you tend to act like a pig. That's where gluttonous come in. Mm-hmm. You eat snake, you end up act like a snake. That's why you call a back snap. A snake nigga will get you and come up from you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, that's why if you're reading the book of Isaiah chapter 46, verse 16, it talks about how he gonna come back a second time and he gonna kill a man in the midst of the garden eating a swine's flesh. Mm. So this is all talking about a mentality.
Right.
It's all talking about a mentality. But your real food is Genesis 1:29. Read it.
Okay.
That's your real food.
Galatians 5.
Galatians 5. Talking about the fruits of the Spirit too. And this showing you too what we supposed to be eating. Fruits. Notice anything dealing with life, dealing with longevity, dealing with health, he's going to always insinuate it with fruits or growing on the form. Anything that do with death, he's always going to insinuate it with animals, sacrificing the blood and all the other shit that he never called us to do.
Right. What so when you said speak out, it's about what comes out of a man.
Yeah. He's talking about your spirit, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You finna read it now. Start at 15.
15. Read on.
They be like, read on.
If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. Yeah. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desire what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh.
Right.
They are in conflict with each other.
Right.
That's a fact.
Right.
So that you are not to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Right.
But if you are led by the Spirit.
It's gonna get good in a minute.
But if you led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
Led by the what?
The Spirit.
The Spirit.
So you're not under the law.
The acts of the flesh.
So hold on, we got to talk about the law. He's talking about the law of sin. Because the law of sin is law, too.
Right.
They say it's lawless, but it's actually a law. You know what I'm saying? They got their own laws and everything. Mm-hmm. So Christ came into the world, and he sacrificed himself, and he shed his blood, and he bought our debt back. Our debt was all the shit that our forefathers did.
Right.
That's why children is cursed onto the third and fourth generation.
Right.
So he's talking about the battle between spirit and flesh. Ephesians chapter 6, talk about the 10 on down, talk about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's going to start showing you how to know if you're operating out of the spirit or you operating out of the flesh.
Right.
Now, the same passage that you're finna read is the same thing he was talking about when he didn't wash his hands at the table.
Right.
Because he was trying to prove something.
Right.
He was trying to prove to them niggas, you niggas is out of cup. Y'all fringe is too long. You know what I'm saying? Y'all always wearing these damn dazikis on y'all heads.
Mm-hmm.
They were so extreme that they used to put the Ten Commandments in a capsule and put it on their head. But inwardly, they were dead graveyards. So outer appearance, they look pure. They walking around with the Torahs and the Tanakhs.
Right.
But behind closed doors, they fucking strippers. And bro, this is in Jeremiah chapter 3. Show how they was in there hitting bitches and everything.
Hey, we can't follow strippers?
No,
nigga, you talking about me? I want to fuck a stripper.
No, but if you profess yourself to be a righteous priest. See, priests are held by certain disciplines. Now, it'd be different if you wasn't acting like you was holy or thou. Right. They acting like they holy or thou, and they blaming and judging Christ, right, looking down on the pure one when these right niggas doing all types of demonic shit behind closed doors.
Right, because the priest was held to utmost yeah respect
exactly
in the Bible.
Exactly, bro. Right. Nigga, they didn't have to pay taxes.
Right.
They was giving all land.
And they was getting all tithes.
No,
they had to pay tithes to the priest.
Yeah, but see, the tithes wasn't money. It was 10% of your food because they didn't have a job. Their only job was to facilitate giving you God. Mm-hmm. So they stayed in the temple for free, bro. Mm-hmm. Not only did they stay in the temple for free, they didn't have to pay taxes on shit, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. They didn't have to pay taxes on nothing. Not only that, bro, they were your medicine mans. Not only was they your medicine mans, but they was your facilitators of priests, bro. Like, the priests was them niggas.
Right.
So imagine
right
having all that power to be able to kill somebody. Bro, the priests killed Christ. They the one who gave Christ over to Caesar. That was a political assassination on Christ. Because Christ came and he wanted to do away with Caesar money, bro. The fall of Rome was coming. And then he threatened the temple. If you threaten the temple, since the temple is a central bank, he threatened the money. Bro, they put a hit out on him and they killed that nigga. That's exactly what happened. He got killed. It was a political hit.
Because right
he was showing them that it's not about the outward appearance and it's not about the money. It's about the inward you. And that's right why if you read in the book of Galatians and if you read in the book of Ezekiel,
they get this nigga
it talks
to translate
about
the whole Bible. This the only way niggas will listen to it. Man, they had bitches and everything in the temple. Look it up. It's man right here. It's coming up. I mean, read the next part, my nigga. I swear to God.
19.
There was hoes all in the temple. That's why they started 19 hitting niggas with sticks.
Them Bible stories do be sad.
Man, they be
though.
They be hitting, bro.
If you hear it outside the preacher
right
context, man, where they be boring.
But see, they be talking to the old folks.
Just think about how they was talking about, man, remember when Jesus went in there and flipped that table over?
Yeah, right, went in there.
When?
Flipped the table over.
You know he flipped
bro
the table over, they was taking
was
money
whooping
in the
niggas' asses with an extension cord.
That's what I'm
this
saying
where the first extension cord
that's
whooping came from. Christ, nigga.
No, you remember when Jesus.
I'm just saying, bro. Then look, bro, like they used to have
Houthis
on 24s, camels. Bro, they used to deck their camels out with gold. Nigga, it's a nigga in the Bible called 2 Chainz, bro. He walked around with 2 golden rope chains on. This is the first 2 chains in the Bible, bro.
No cap.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
19. The acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immortality.
So these
immorality
are things, these are things that come out of a man that corrupts a man. He wasn't talking about eating. So these are the things that defiles a man. It's not talking about eating defiled food. These are the things right here. And Peter chapter 3 tell you about that too.
Okay. Sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery. Adultery and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, mm-hmm, drunkenness. Envy, definitely a good envy one. Orgies.
Hey, what the Bible? You the one? That's what the Bible says.
When they say orgies, like threesomes and stuff.
Yeah, whatever.
Threesomes not considered orgy.
Whatever you're thinking. No.
What you want to say? Orgies considered more than four people.
Orgy is like it got to spell like O-R-G-I-E.
No,
it's six
no
people.
You're trying to count.
So what's an orgy? Is it more than two people?
Yeah, I would think an orgy is having sex with multiple people at one time.
The Lord would say an orgy is if you having sex with one woman and thinking about another.
The Lord would say that.
Yeah, the orgy's in your mind.
In Baptist church, the Lord would say that. In a Baptist church, though.
Yeah,
I don't think they teach that in Pentecostal.
But so what is technically an orgy? I don't want to be sinning, man.
An orgy is having sex with more than one person at one time.
Damn. So a threesome is an orgy.
Yeah, I mean, technically a threesome is an orgy.
Absolutely.
God. Damn. Whew. Shit, they say we all ain't perfect, huh?
Read on.
Okay,
and the like.
I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Woo, that hurt.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
Because if you operating and you moving in this spirit, you're not breaking a law. It's impossible to sin if you're not fucking sinning.
Right.
So the things that defile a man is deeds. So that's what he's talking about. So they don't talk about washing your hands. And the Ten Commandments don't say you got to wash your hands. What they was trying to do is they was trying to hold Christ to oral tradition built off man, and that wasn't backed by the Father Yahweh.
Right.
That was the difference. So he like, how y'all trying to pin a crime on me that was created by man and that wasn't coming down from the Father on high?
Damn.
So he never backed eating unclean meat, nor even insinuated that shit.
Right.
Because that'd make him a liar.
Right.
And if Christ is a liar, then why the fuck is we even in the truth?
Talk your talk.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, y'all getting too heavy too fast. You ain't
doing
no
we do, man. That
intro or nothing. Man, welcome back to the 85 South Show. Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah.
I can't have no threesome, man.
Y'all already in here arguing and everything.
Threesome ain't no orgy, man.
DC, who we got in here?
Hold on. This Negro owe me $250.
Oh, how can I owe you $250 when I read the Bible? And this is what the Bible insinuated.
Owe you $250, DC, you got to do the intro.
Hey, man.
You got to let them know who we got in here with us today.
One thing about it, man. I don't want to say if you sick. I just want to say if you need healing. If you just want to take your life to the next level, if you want to continue to live healthy, you dig what I'm saying? This is one of the guys that you should be following. This is one of the guys that we should be protecting and supporting, you know, because a lot of these people who know this type of information be scared to share.
Yeah.
And one thing about information and how we're going to grow is we got to share it. So we got none other than our dog, Yadid Yaki.
Appreciate it, brother.
Peace and blessings, King. You the GOAT, man.
Appreciate it.
You the GOAT, man. You the GOAT. Not only is you the GOAT, like, the background check up, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, man. Introduce yourself to the audience. Give them a brief rundown of what you do and how you do it.
To the audience, my name is Yakai Raphael. Everybody call me Yaki. I am a master herbalist. I am a biochemist. I'm a Reiki healer. Anything to do with healing modalities and just truly, truly healing the body, that's what I do. We got many healing testimonies. All you got to do is look them up. They ain't fabricated. We ain't faking. We ain't lying. I got two clinics. We run an herbal store. Man, anything in healing. I'm a dietitian. We change people's diets. But ultimately, what we do is we change the mindset. What we try to do is we try to go to the people and get them to look at health and disease in a different perspective. And by them looking at life different, they're able to take on new types of journeys. And that's what really heals the body. So I would like to, I don't even like the word master herbalist, but since I got the certification in there, I use that. But I call myself a master healer.
Right.
So that's me.
Master.
I mean, herbalist is a healer because if you know you're taking the right herbs, you're going to be healed. Because medicine ain't nothing but herbs mixed in with some chemicals.
Yeah, facts. Mixed in with petroleum oil.
Right.
But so the reason why I don't like taking that position as a herbalist is because it kind of like limit me. Like I just deal with plant medicine, but I get into psychology. Mm. I get into past trauma, past history.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Let us know what a herbalist is and kind of what you was doing. You was what separates you from just being a herbalist?
So basically a herbalist is a person, you come to them, you get diagnosed by MD. You do got naturopathies too. With these or doctors that actually have a doctorate in ND. They actually had a license to actually prescribe you herbs. You know what I'm saying? So you do have doctors that do take a naturopathy journey and holistic methodology and healing. Uh-huh. But what a herbalist is you come to them with a diagnosis, and then based off your diagnosis, they give you herbs as a remedy. Now, it was like this, though, before the late 1800s. Any hospital you went to, they gave you herbs. But what happened was, with John D. Rockefeller and the whole petroleum oil movement, what he did was he started introducing the pharmaceutical companies to actual oils. So what he did, he started buying off colleges. He started buying into different schools, and he started changing the way we view medicine because a lot of the oil wasn't selling because we wasn't heavy into the Industrial Revolution at that time. So he wanted to make billions off the oils, just hundreds of thousands of gallons of oil.
Right.
He like, what I'm going to do with it? So what he did was he bought into the colleges and stuff, and they started infusing petroleum oil into your herbs. And when you mix oil and herbs together, it creates something called pharmaceutical medicines and drugs. And that's how he became a multi-dollar trillionaire. So most of the pharmaceutical drugs that we take today have petroleum oil in it. And this is facts. All y'all got to do is look it up. So what an herbalist is, he before that time. A herbalist is a person, and usually it was women, it wasn't men. It's because, you know, healing somebody is a very feminine, nurturing nature to somebody. Mm-hmm. So it usually was women, African women, indigenous American natives. You know, they was the ones taking plant medicines, and based off of your symptomologies, they will give you this medicine and put you on a certain fast or restricted diet. And between a week and 90 days later, you was so-called healed of the so-called disease. And the reason why I'm saying so-called is because the way I view diseases. I don't think that we get diseases. I think that the body gets symptoms, and these symptoms is the body trying to heal itself. And when you get these symptoms, you have been programmed since you was little to think that these are diseases. So you then go to the doctor. The doctor then take your symptoms and diagnose it as a disease and then give you a pharmaceutical drug. So the approach I take is, you get these symptoms, if you just slow down and you listen to what your body is doing, you will see that your body or these symptoms that you experience is the body trying to eliminate toxic waste, toxemia, dead cells, cytotoxins, you know, cigarette smoke, all these toxins that we're taking in from the environment. For instance, if you cough, just do a cough real quick. You feel that in your chest?
Yeah.
That's breaking up or coagulated mucus. So when you cough, that's your body's natural way of healing itself. A sneeze, a chew.
Get that
you
shit
see
out.
The particles?
Yeah.
You see the fever. A fever increases circulation, and it also it slows down swelling. So everything that they label a disease is actually the body's natural way of healing itself. So if we can just change the perspective of the Black community and to get them to look at health as, no, my body is not sick. My body, you know, my body is not going through turmoil. My body is actually working magnificent because it's trying to get rid of something, yeah. Then we will be able to actually take control of our healing. But once you take that power from people and you in control of their healing, once you take food from people, you in control of their food. Once you take education from people, you in control of their education. You take water, you in control of their water. Then you become a full-blown slave. So my ideology is this. If we can take our health, our food, and our water, that will be a major part of our self-freedom and our sovereignty. So if we start with health, health is what's going to bring generational wealth. Yeah. So a herbalist is somebody that brings you plant medicine based off of your symptoms, and then them symptoms go away within a period of a time.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I think it's crazy that they'd have flipped it to where the pharmaceuticals is what they call traditional medicine.
Yeah, and then
ours
is
called what you do, alternative.
Alternative. When these was when the plants have been around since the beginning of creation.
How they can be alternative when they was here before?
Exactly.
All to the mind.
But you know why they say stuff too, because it's the words. Alternative.
Yeah,
alter.
Yeah.
So it's going to do something to you.
Right? Yeah, fact.
Native, that's foreign.
Yeah.
That ain't, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how we look at native
like
stuff
that.
Here.
I
you know
like
what
that.
I'm saying? So that's crazy, yeah, but
money
yeah,
make,
I
money
like
make the
it,
world
man.
Go around, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
It's some evil people out here, bro.
Yeah, and like, we trust pharmaceuticals way too much. You see it with the drug use with folks taking pills.
Old people love doctors.
No, I don't watch old people brag over who got the most medicines.
Like, that's crazy.
I got a clinic. We have thousands of people monthly. Like, this is real big. We global. So thousands of people order from us a month. I done seen old Black people literally brag over their medicines. Now, this is my diabetes medicine. I'm like, y'all are bragging about how much medicine y'all taking,
right,
not knowing that you are literally sedated your whole entire life. You are never sober enough to even know who you truly are.
Right.
But that's what these things are created for. That's what the food, the synthetic food, the fake food, the polluted water, the polluted air. Just think about how the pollutants in the air. All these things is to keep us sedated from keeping us from knowing who we are. Because the moment you find out that you are a true chosen seed of God, you them chosen people, you know, it gives you a different perspective of life. Once you realize that you are a direct descendant of God, or you're a direct descendant of these holy bloodlines, it's gonna give you a responsibility, and now you have to be in control of all your actions and what you do in reality.
Right.
See, right now, we can just say, nah, we niggas, we ain't shit, we bitches, we hoes. When you have bought into the ideology, it's easy to just let shit roll over. It's easy to not have responsibilities. It's easy to ain't be shit.
Mm-hmm.
But soon as you find out you God, you're going, hold on, how do God act then?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm God, how the fuck do guys eat? I'm God, what do guys drink? That shit changed the whole ideology and the projection of your life.
Right.
Me finding out I was a descendant of God, I was chosen, it changed my whole path. I done been shot, I done been stabbed, I used to snort cocaine,
yeah.
I done been in prison. Real, like, he know my background. I was dead for real. You know what I'm saying? I got bullet wounds, I got metal from here to here. I almost died of eternal bleeding. I got stabbed by a 9-inch ice pick, by a Crip, getting jumped in the project. So, like, I done been through that. Bro, waking up and finding out who I was and finding out how important I was to society, bro, and to my people, it changed my whole life.
Right.
I went from hurting my brothers to crying, seeing my brother get hurt. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about our perspectives and the way we view ourselves. So I just think us as Black kings and queens having the power that we have, having the platforms that we have, you know what I'm saying? It's okay to have fun. I love it. And what y'all doing, y'all are healers. Y'all know that, right? Y'all make niggas laugh. Do y'all know how healthy that is to the so-called immunological system? Mm-hmm. Laughing is healthy. People that laugh every day live 13% longer than any than mean and angry people. Mm-hmm. So y'all are healing cancer and all this type of stuff just by sitting there joking. Mm-hmm. So don't even take what y'all doing as lightly. Like, this is health of what y'all doing too.
I wouldn't know that until you go out and you hear from fans or you hear from people at a show, like, hey, you made it. I ain't been feeling right the whole, you know, I ain't been moving. I ain't been getting out the house, but I came to see this, like, so.
Change people's lives,
yeah.
Man.
Messages saying, listen, man, when I'm in a dark space, I watch y'all. I'm talking about last year I'm going through it. I watch y'all and y'all made me forget. So that's why I be appreciating our fans because they don't know that they do that for us too.
Right.
When we go to work, right. I be like, bro, I don't be thinking about shit.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, man. Especially when people tell you the moments that, you know, that stick with them.
Yeah, y'all getting people hooked on dope. That's where the word dope come from. Dope come from dopamine. Dopamine is a melanin neural receptor. It's a transmitter in your brain. Right. And whenever you tap into dopamine, the dopamine is released inside of the hemispheres of your brain. It brings on a happy chemistry, what you would call a happy hormone. Mm-hmm. So the more dopamine you get, the more of the euphoria feeling that you can get. Yeah. It's called a sense of belonging. Mm-hmm. So like when y'all making people laugh, y'all literally giving people a place in the world.
Yeah.
So, man, that shit
that's
is
that real
powerful.
Dopamine, too.
That's that real dope.
Because the other dope. Dopamine, everything, the little phones give you just enough so you want to keep fucking
it's called
scrolling,
nigga. It's called hijacking the reward center. But y'all giving real dope.
Right. Yeah.
So, dope ain't bad. It's that other dope that's bad.
Right,
but this
right,
dope,
right.
This is good dope.
So, when did you start your journey? Like, what made you, like you said, you come from a rough background. Where we come from, only the spirit can guide us. Soon as we came in, we got right into the book.
Yeah, right into the book.
We got right into the book. You know what I mean? We got on the earth, we got right into the book.
Facts.
So the spirit, we're led by the spirit, not by the flesh, but also the scriptures you said led us to read that. Yeah. When did you tap into the next stage? When you game, you know what I'm saying? You handling your business, getting stabbed, all in the streets, and now you are a masterful healer. What was the day that changed your mind?
21 years old. Fresh out of jail, jump back in the streets. Mind you, I was locked up all that time. I'm telling God, Creator Yahweh, Baruch Hashem Yahweh, if you get me out of this situation, I ain't gonna never do this again. I'm gonna throw all my guns away. I ain't selling drugs no more. I made all these promises. Same day I got out, went back to the guns, the drugs, everything. Right. So I ended up, I was depressed though from when I was locked up because I lost everything when I was locked up. Everybody turned their back on me. You know what I'm saying? So when I ended up getting out, man, I was depressed. And, you know, I got a bag.
Right.
You get out, your big homies put you back on. So they put me on, man, and I started snorting my cocaine. I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
Right.
And, man, it got so bad with me snorting cocaine. I'm drinking. At this time, this before I got into my tequila spring, I'm on 1738 Remy Martin. I'm drinking a fifth of that a day.
Right.
A fifth of that a day, snorting lines, and I'm smoking a pack of Newport Shorts a day. It's 2008, 2009, something like that, right? So one day, I sit down, snort a line, and man, my heart, I felt a numbness in my right side. My tip of my finger started tingling, and I felt this sharp pain, and I fell to the ground. And I already knew, I said, damn, you having a heart attack.
Right.
So I called the ambulance, and I'm like, look, I'm dying, get here. They get there, they hook me up to everything, and they was telling me, like, yeah, you actively having a heart attack. They gave me some, like, I think it was liquid aspirin. I don't know what they gave me, but they took me to the hospital. I'm in the hospital, in a hospital bed, bro, and the doctor. Now, mind you, just want to make y'all laugh, because the doctor came out and he immediately noticed me. And he basically like, Yaki, you in here again? Because I used to snort a line, bro, and I was a hypochondriac. I snort a line, my heart started doing some crazy shit,
you
and I immediately
go
to the ER.
Oh,
so the same, so look, but
you
bro. This time it's serious,
right,
though.
I'm literally
having a heart attack.
He about to put you out.
He laughing and shit. So he like, man, you back in here again. So he went back and he looked at my EGK reading and he came back in the room. And he like, it's serious this time. You were having a heart attack.
Yeah.
So man, basically after all that got done over with, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking I got a daughter at this time. And he was like, basically, man, you got a lot of built up scar tissue on your heart. Mind you, I got diabetes at this time. I got diabetes. Ben knew I was diabetic before that. So I got diabetes. My kidneys was been messing with me. My skin bad. I'm only 5'6". I'm pretty short, bro. I'm 260 pounds, bro. I'm fat. I'm fat than a mug. So my whole life.
How you fat doing cocaine?
Bro, I'm gay, man. But I think
you was getting money. You was eating, too.
I was eating real good. I was eating real good, reading real good. In the Hebrew community, so all I'm eating is lamb, we eat goat, we eat goat curry, anything to do bison. Yeah. So yeah, I am eating good. So anyways, look, I'm in there, and he was telling me about my heart because they checked my heart. I got all this scar tissue on my heart, and he was telling me, like, if you keep this up and if you snort another line or if you smoke another cigarette, you might not make it again. This particular day, mind y'all, been shot, stabbed, metal from here to here, ribs broke, my knuckles merged. I done fought so much, these knuckles are merged together, bro. Mm. So, like, he told me that, bro, and it scared me straight. All the gang banging, all the been in the streets, all that stuff did not scare me. But I don't know what it was, but this particular day, it scared me. So I went home, and I ended up kicking over all my medicine. I'm crying and shit, throwing my medicine away. And I'm like, man, it got to be a natural way I can heal myself. Because with the medicine I was on, the high blood pressure medicine, my dick couldn't get hard. I'm 21 years old, and I can't even get a hard on, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
So I used to have to get off the medicine, snort me a line, and that combination together, plus a shot and a drink, used to get me stiff. So, so even to have sex, I used to have to do drugs.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Because
I
shit rough out here,
yeah,
bro.
So look, check this out. No, it got crazy. So I kicked over the medicine, threw everything away, and I'm like, man, I gotta get away from this. It's crazy. I can't really have sex right now. My whole life is upside down. I get on YouTube. This one, YouTube is really just starting to pop. Soulja Boy movement. Now, everybody really starting to get hit. We talking about 2008, 2009. So it's just starting to hit. I get on there and I type in natural ways to heal diabetes and scar tissues. This white man popped up. Boring as hell. I couldn't resonate with him. And then, you know how YouTube get done and a suggestion pop up? Mm-hmm. Guess who popped up, y'all? Dr. Sabi. Dr. Sabi. He on there talking about, I have sickle cell anemia, leukemia. And I'm like, man, this nigga is lying. Ain't no way he healing all this stuff.
Yeah. Right.
But I kept listening. And man, I ended up getting addicted to the knowledge and the information. I just kept watching and binge watching. It was like 2 days later, I knew his wife's name, all his children's name. I knew where each Usha village was. I stumbled upon Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Mm-hmm. I knew everything, like he was my father or something. So that's when I jumped into herbal school, started learning my own stuff, getting certified. Then I went on a 90-day juice fast, and I took the herbs that I made. I made my own concoction that I got from my eye, which is his late wife. Man, I did that, man. 90 days later, bro, I didn't have scar tissue on my heart. I lost all of them pounds. I was so skinny. My mama thought something was wrong because I was super skinny because I dropped all that toxemia. Mm-hmm. My kidneys was functioning 100%. My liver wasn't fatty no more, and my cholesterol went down. I completely healed myself all by changing my diet and taking plant medicine in 90 days, bro. So after that...
And you got that from Dr. Sabi's wife. Huh? You got that from Dr. Sabi?
So yeah. So look, on and on, because everybody think that I disagree with Dr. Sabi information when I don't. That's why I always give praises in a moment of silence to Dr. Sabi before I do anything that I do. But you know, when you learn and you grow and you got your own clinical trials and you have your own clinics and you have your own healing testimonies, you know, information is supposed to evolve.
Right.
Information don't stop with Sabi.
Right.
And I don't know why everybody think that. So, you know, people think that I talk against him. I never said nothing bad against him. If it wasn't for that, man, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now.
Right.
But yeah, man, my eye. Man, talking to my eye, blowing her phone up, blowing everybody up. I'm trying to call the fig leaf in New York. I'm like, look, just give me... She shot me a few herbs out there with my herbal schools and all of that. I ended up putting everything together. And, man, I created my first compound. And it worked. It worked, man. Wow. It straight worked. And then from there, my mama, she had high blood pressure, healed her. My sister healed her. My aunties healed them. From there, went to my neighborhood, started healing the niggas I grew up with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now they getting healed. They not niggas no more. They becoming kings.
Yeah.
Right. And then, man, next thing I know, I look up, bro, we global with it. Selling hundreds of thousands, and then the next year it popped, we selling millions of herbs. You know, now each year we selling up to 5 million products every year.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. Natural healer, man.
We was talking about that right when you said that, man.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about it again.
Yeah.
Just like you said, them pharmaceuticals be pushing in the motherfucking drug that make niggas shit don't work.
Yeah. So
you see the side effects on the commercial.
And that's what I'm saying. We could talk about everything I'm going to say here. It ain't going to go against no community guidelines because you can look this shit up.
Right.
So most of the side effects to pharmaceutical medicines, it stops circulation. The reason why penises can't get hard is because they're having a circulation problem down there. So that's a side effect. And that's what the high blood pressure medicine was doing to me. And I'm talking about it was a little pill, man. I took a little pill. The pill was so little. I took it one pill every day. And it didn't even keep my blood pressure low.
So, just fucking with you, man, all around, boy.
Messing me up. And mind you, I'm 21, man.
Right. They telling you, boy, you supposed to be in your prime. You up here feeling 85.
Yeah, straight up. Straight up.
I don't feel like
I can't do nothing. I just got out of high school.
Hey, but that was the most, that was the strongest moment in my life, though, man. Kicking that medicine over, man, made me feel like Superman.
They told me I was supposed to be.
Hey, shit, go get some pussy. I said I can't. I tried. School dance, fuck
nah,
dance.
Don't get me twisted. I had a remedy.
Right.
If I knew I was finna, you know, finna hit me something, I stopped taking the blood pressure medicine, and I kicked me a line, smoked me
but
a cigarette.
That was a lot, though.
Yeah.
But hey, man, you were low-key already making compounds just with the wrong shit. This motherfucker took the
coke. Take a little bit of that.
Okay, so.
Take a little bit of that.
Hey, I hit my own good thoughts.
Right quick.
Bam.
Myself. Oh, that, I'm getting there.
That shit led me straight to cardiac arrest, man. Straight up.
Well, we glad
you're
here, though. You dig what I'm saying? Like,
you want some more pussy?
We need it.
Fresh out of cocaine. I mean, you want to run to the coke spot, man. You
get... Yeah.
But nah, man, because everybody, a lot of people need that shit. You feel me? Like, the herbs is the best shit in the world. It takes some time.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't think, cause you know, it can take time. It tell you, 30 days to 60 days. You'll trust that shit more versus a motherfucker say, look, 90 days. You heard him. He said 90 days. Motherfucker like, man, that too long. Nigga, you gonna take the other pill for the rest of your life.
Motherfuckers, you gotta tell them.
Are you serious?
Don't take all this today.
Cause nigga, you gotta make 2-3 on.
You gotta make him think that the shit dangerous. Nigga try to rush it.
All things take time.
I know you said 90 days, but I went ahead and took all them last night.
Yeah.
You be like, yeah.
I ain't stopped shitting.
But the thing about herbs though, you gotta go through the full course. Cause say right. If you just do 30 to 60 days and right. All these toxins is finally getting pulled from the cells and the interstitial fluid of the body, then you stop the cleanse.
Right.
That'll go into the bloodstream and all that toxemia hitting that bloodstream, it can change the pH and you can literally drop dead. You see what I'm saying? So you know how you got all these different warnings and clauses for the pharmaceutical drugs? You still have warnings and clauses for natural medicine. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can't start a cleanse and get deep and start pulling all these toxemias and all these cytotoxins from the cells and then just stop the cleanse. You can kill yourself like right. that. You know what I'm saying? It's been on record. People going on 60-day nothing but grapes. And then they break their grape fast with a potato. This dude died. Look it up. He went 60 days on nothing but seeded grapes, and then he stopped, he broke his fast with a potato, a baked potato, and it killed him. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's why I think we
gotta come out of fast, right?
Yeah.
You gotta
yeah.
have it's like a process to yeah. I ain't never did.
That's why it's called break fast or breakfast. Yeah, that's what right. breakfast is, breaking right. your fast. You know what right. I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's most definitely a strategic strategy to it. But I think we just need to learn about what food is. Like, we don't know what food is. We don't know where our food come from. We don't know the ingredients in our food. Right. We get to know everything. We know every song on the radio. We don't know every bone in our body.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We know all the TV shows. We can't even name a lateral sizer teeth. Like, right. you know, I said, niggas say lateral sizer. Y'all look at me like I'm crazy. So I think if we in our bodies all of our life, nobody else is in our bodies. It's us. You wake up every day in your body. You wake up every day in your body. These
Some
are
days
deal.
I wake up in somebody
else's body. That's it.
But you still in your body, waking up in somebody else's body though.
You're right.
Yeah, I know. But look, that's real though. We in our bodies all of our lives. We not sharing this body with nobody. Why don't we know nothing about it?
Right.
These are vehicles like a car. You know what your car is. You got it's a Hellcat. It's got a Hemi motor in it. Yeah, I just got the exhaust pipe fixed. Yeah, that's peanut butter leather seats. I just got the drop top done. Now, that's candy paint. You know everything about your
Why
car.
Why am I in it? What the fuck y'all do to him?
That's your whip? That's your whip, man?
He got about three on like that.
Oh, yeah, you do?
No, but he don't know shit about his body. But he
well, hold on, so look, you'll be able to fill me more on this thing.
Motherfucking Judas. Pull that shit up, boy. What did he say about Judas?
Judas gonna trade him in. You gonna tell him over.
Yeah.
You gonna hand his ass right on over.
That's on the first page.
I'm glad it's assimilating what you know. That means you finna feel what I'm saying. So you know everything about yourself. Since you got multiple of these, that means you very detailed about your cars then. Right? You can name your cars. Can you name three bones in your body, though?
Oh, you got this. I know he got this. Come
wait,
on, dog. Come
minute.
On, dog. He got this.
Why the fuck you
Come
minute.
On, dog.
Come on, man.
Goddamn
they got
joke.
A song.
He got this, though.
Shit.
I know he got this, though.
They got a song, man. You know,
this ain't about my fucking bone.
His bone connected to the bad bone.
That ain't the real name, nigga. That ain't the real bone name. That's just the body bone, nigga.
About the body part of the bone, like the femur bone.
Or the patella.
Yeah, the patella.
See?
You know
or the skull.
Cranium.
Yeah, cranium.
Cranium.
Skull of work, though. Certain countries, cranium.
You know, you got some shit on your sternum.
Okay. Okay. Hold up. Your shin.
Well, technically,
your shin.
They go 85 south.
The shin? What is it? The front part is not the shin?
But hey, y'all get my point though?
I get my point?
What is it called?
It is, but it's got another, you know, it got the other name.
If you go somewhere right now, they be like, go to your shit. DC. Like, yeah, right here.
The point is, y'all can't name y'all bones, but we can name them cars. So like we riding in these cars, we know everything about our vehicles.
We ride in our bodies,
and we the drivers of these bodies and don't know nothing about our vehicles that we call the Avatar.
Damn.
So when it breaks down, we don't know how to fix it. So if you don't know how to fix it, then of course you're going to take it to work. The repair shop.
Right.
The only thing is about your car, you put your car in repair and half the time they fucking your car up too.
Right.
Notice you drop yours off the repair shop, something else wrong with it, so you got to drop it back off. They doing the same thing, even worse with these vehicles. We dropping these things off, come back with parts missing. y'all been seeing this statistics on that? Black men and black women are going to get surgery, coming back with shit missing it. Well, Eternal organs.
I know a couple of my aunties came back with some shit left in them.
See what I'm saying?
They left clamps in people, left sponges, all type of shit.
Yeah. These are real stories, though.
Like tools for surgery.
So all I'm saying is this. If it's my body, this is my car, it's my vehicle, the shit don't come with a manual. Right. You know what I'm saying? The manual is in nature. You just go into late nature, and the nature will show you the manual. Right. Eat what you see, the ones that look like you eating. Eat the fruits. Eat the vegetables. I just think that we need to know what's going on with our molecular structures, and we are different than everybody else. And when you go to the doctor, they treat you like you are a 40-year-old Caucasian male. That's the statistics. Mm-hmm. So, of course, they're going to say you pre-diabetic. They're going to say you have high blood pressure. They're going to say you got all these things. But we have to understand that as people, especially as so-called African-Americans and as indigenous American people, that we are a peculiar special people. We have melanin, neuromelanin, femelanin, urumelanin, all these different covenant particles inside of our bodies, and our biological structure is different than any other species on planet Earth. So how are you telling me what I need to take when you don't even know my body? You haven't even studied my body. Right. You don't really even know who I am.
Right.
We are different people, man. We really are. And I'm speaking scientifically.
Right.
We are the most peculiar, special specimen on planet Earth, bro. Nobody bodies and cells move or react like us. Have you ever heard of the HeLa cells? Henrietta Lacks cells?
Yeah.
These cells inside of this woman that was straight immortal. They couldn't die. Her cells right now are still alive. All of your medicines come from them cells, bro. How they mess all the stem cell research come from her cells. This is a black woman. Her cells never died. She had some type of, I think it was ovarian cancer or something, and they ended up taking her taking these cells out, doing a biopsy on them, and they noticed that her cells kept multiplying when it didn't have a host. And they was wondering, they're like, man, these are God genes. These are God particles. And these are prokaryotic cells that just kept living. They still alive till this day. And that's the reason why when women lay down and give birth, they take the black woman's placenta and stuff like that, because they trying to match themselves again, man. Man, it's something in us, bro, that is immortal. It's immortal, man. I'm telling you, live forever. But it's only in us, though.
Right.
So we are special, peculiar people, man. And it's
melanin
scientifically
got
proof.
Electricity, right? It's
well, melanin is like a polymer. Melanin is a polymer, and it basically converts due to biosynthesis. So plants go through something called photosynthesis, and melanin go through something called biosynthesis, where our particles of our skin literally eats the sun. Mm-hmm. And we are the only people that can eat the sun, too. Mm-hmm. Everybody else gets skin cancer. They get dehydrated.
Well, they say we get skin cancer too sometimes. If we out there too long.
Where is the statistics on that? I'm pretty sure that that's.
I don't know.
Well, you is a little yellow, brother. Like,
they say the sun sometimes fuck with black folk.
Man, I don't know about that, man. He got if the sun is messing with somebody that's of our complexion,
right.
He have too many acids in his body, and that's basically a nuclear reactor that's going on within his cells.
I ain't never understood that anyway. I'm like, black motherfucker get skin cancer.
Smoke don't love this because you know Smoke be saying, hey. Black people, we ain't need sunscreen in Africa.
No, we don't. We don't need sunscreen
never,
here.
Never did.
We don't need it here.
Biochemist watching this right now.
How can we get them to wear it?
How do we get them to wear the sunscreen?
Yeah.
We'll make it smell like Hennessy.
Make it smell like Hennessy.
Cocoa butter. They love cocoa butter.
But yeah, man, health is wealth, y'all. Straight
yeah,
up.
Definitely, yeah,
let's get into some of these herbs, man. Cause I asked you about one, and I'm definitely getting some from you. But
not flaming Cheeto, good.
Nah.
No, them shit's
terrible.
Yeah,
and they got red dot 40 on it too.
First of all, let me show you some. Take that lighter.
Let's just read it. Let's
take
read
that
it
lighter.
Real quick.
Let me see that lighter.
Read the ingredients.
I bet you the Cheeto lighting it don't go out.
Huh?
Light it.
What you mean light it and do what?
Light the top. Don't, no, oh. Don't do that. Just light it, and I bet you it's going to burn like a torch.
What in the nigga science experiment is this?
No, light it.
No, motherfucker, it's sizzling. It's cheap ass light. This shit ain't going to pop up my motherfucking face. He talking about light it.
This y'all? Okay.
Let it go. Don't blow it out.
Why they bitch? I mean, that was anything that catch on fire.
Say, like, I'm just trying to say,
that's how house fires is, nigga. The fuck?
No, if you put man, fire on a potato, a potato gonna catch on fire.
We don't want that in our lungs,
if
man.
If you put fire on anything.
A crispy high flaming now, you done did something, my boy.
That's what stank. And it stank.
It's not my fucking point, man.
Well,
I think if you light anything, though, it's gonna stay on fire.
Facts, my boy.
No, food don't catch on fire. That's why it cooks. Think about it.
It seems boiling water, stupid ass. But the fuck?
All food? You boil all your food? You like a white man.
So you tell me, I got a question.
You boil everything?
So when you grilling your food, even though I don't believe in cooking your food, if you grilling your food,
what you do to it?
You eat it raw.
Do you smell like some French toast?
Like, what you do to it? But this is what I'm saying, though. You ain't never grilled no chicken.
If you gonna eat it raw,
and the chicken caught on fire on the barbecue grill.
Once it burned up, but it's been on the fire for a long time, and that shit like is fucked up. No, the chicken don't burn.
I know I ain't meat in 15 years, but I remember barbecuing, man, and the meat used to catch on fire.
It's still good.
If it's burned up,
it's still good.
If your meat catching on fire, that might be why you don't eat it no more.
No, I don't eat it no more because it's full of heterocyclic amines. It's full of polycyclic.
Let us know, man. At least get me vegan for a week.
What is polycyclic?
Let me get vegan for a week because we know it's fucked up how they get it.
But what is heterocyclic?
We already know.
What's polycyclic?
It's a shitty situation anytime you eating some goddamn meat. I know that.
Yeah, meat.
Deep down.
Yeah, even if it's farm raised. You know, people like, this is grass fed beef. This is farm raised. No antibiotics.
Have you seen the farm?
But I'm just saying, if you got this meat in its pure state, it's not made for our bodies to break it down. So when you eat something, your first digestive process is your teeth. That's why you post. And a lot of people having problems with their food is because they not chewing properly. Like us, we are made to eat on the go. So a lot of Negroes, they eat their food and they swallow. They two chews and they swallow it. So we not even chewing our food correctly. Your food is supposed to damn near be a liquid before you swallow it. Then when it goes down into your esophagus and then it hits your stomach. When it hits your stomach, you have something called goblet cells. These goblet cells produces mucus. Then you have something called hydrochloric acid. When these things mix together, they create something called pepsin or pepsinogen. This is actually what breaks down your food. Your stomach and the hydrochloric acid in your stomach is not hot enough to break down proteins, bro. And think about it, you got dead, rotten flesh in your body. And usually, your average black person is constipated anyway. So we are literally using our stomachs as graveyards, bro. Now, have y'all ever seen roadkill on the road?
Right.
Y'all see all the maggots and flies and shit that's flying around it? A lot of people be wondering where that's coming from. Most of that stuff is coming from within side of the meat. It's called pleomorphic bacteria. Same thing happened when you start eating all that meat and stuff in your human body. That's why a lot of us got tapeworms, hookworms, Bascolopsis, Buski worms. Half of us got parasites because all this dead flesh and these carcasses that we putting in our body, man. We was not made to eat meat. We was made to eat fruits and vegetables, bro. And I know that sound boring to a lot of people, but
it ain't boring. That shit sound real. Because I ate some shit the other day that had me, boy, I had gas.
Fish sandwich now.
But what do you have, like,
Lord
bad gas?
I know the Lord
made
a fish sandwich and it didn't want me to have that.
Where bad gas come from?
So bad gas come from eating the wrong foods. And what happened is you have something called lactose bacillus inside of the stomach. Is you have a 9-inch little section of the stomach that's called the duodenum or the duodenum, right. And it's trillions of bacteria there. Well, when bacteria try to ferment and break down your food, they create something called methane. And this methane is a byproduct of bacteria, and that's where you get gas from. You're pooting out the methane.
I'm just pooting out the methane.
So you,
stank.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit stank. Methane, that shit is...
I mean, just think about it, though. The anus is like a tailpipe of a car. It's a tailpipe, man. Like our body sending... Where y'all think cars came from? Everything come from our bodies. The camera lenses come from your eyes. A boombox come from your ears. The actual exhaust pipe come from your intestines. Everything... The oil represents the blood. The fuel represents the food or the glucose and the fructose that you put in your body. Like, we are biological vehicles, bruh. We are.
Well, you did that.
So we just need to make sure we're putting the right gas in it. You wouldn't put no diesel in them Hellcats, would you? That motherfucker wouldn't start up.
Nah.
It wouldn't start up.
That shit would blow up.
You see what I'm saying? But we putting all types of wrong fuel in our body every day.
Right.
I am.
They my last bag of hot flame. I ain't gonna lie. They my last bag of hot flame.
No, fuck it.
And he ate them all too. He ate them all too.
What a lighter go.
And you still ain't read them ingredients on the back of that deal, man.
Man, this shit so goddamn small. That motherfucker said enriched cornmeal.
Enriched cornmeal.
Niacin. We just talked about
that. We just talked about niacin.
Potassium salt. I ain't even know potassium had salt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's made. They made it.
It said potassium salt. Monosodium. What monosodium?
Monosodium.
What monosodium?
That's a sodium that got one
monosodium
mono.
Glutamate.
Yeah.
MSG. Wow. That's a new word. That glutamate.
That's MSG.
That must be reading. Yeah. You read back in the half.
You know, your grandma and shit used to put that accent on everything. That's until they found out it was monosodium glutamate. We had to take
that's
it from
them. That's in your Chinese rice, too. Yeah. That's in your Chinese rice.
Grandma, don't addictive. Put this on the food no more. Why?
If it got more than two ingredients, you ain't supposed to be eating it, man.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me. Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What about that sodium diphosphate?
Most of these sodiums, sodium is addicted to us because our cells absorb it. So usually if you want to make somebody addicted, what you do is you put sugar in it, you put sodium, you put salt in it, which is your sodium, and then you use some type of fat. You can mix these things together and it creates literally something that make you addicted to it. Like a potato chip. Man, have y'all ever seen the science of a potato chip, bro? It don't have no nutrients in it whatsoever. No nutrients. These niggas is high.
She good.
When you the sober one looking at this, man.
You say what?
You stupid.
When you the sober one looking at it, man.
Hey, nigga, dub it.
No,
here.
He did it. You sitting there telling him how bad the shit is, and he said, "Lick it."
He licked his
I ain't had no paper towel. Everybody know this. How you finish hot flaming? That's the best part.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all was crazy, man.
More than 2 ingredients.
Yeah.
So it's not supposed to have more than 2 ingredients?
No, you got to keep it. What we try to do is, and this is what I teach people.
Right.
We try to cut out the hands that touch your food from when it comes to the form,
mm-hmm.
and then it gets to your table. So literally, we try to push from soil to table.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this. So how should I prepare the pussy I'm about to eat?
All right, so me. Hey, y'all been seeing this floating around on the internet?
Well, I've been seeing you all over my fucking timeline.
Have y'all been seeing how eating pussy causes throat cancer?
I saw it.
Take the throat.
I'm just saying, y'all been seeing that though?
Yeah.
Y'all ain't,
been I think that's if you plan. Eat more than one though.
If you eat more than
if you eat less than three pussies.
I need
long longer, as you ain't
eat less than three.
If you eat less than three pussies.
Long as it clean.
Don't it depend on what the pussy been eating?
Nope. Hey,
what has she been eating?
Hey, hold on. He on or something?
Yeah, she got to be eating right.
What has she been eating?
She got to be eating right.
Because
right.
I can't even have sex. I don't even have sex with women that eat meat. You eat meat, I can't even lay down with you. I'm cool.
Stand up and fuck.
That's a good observation. That's it.
You ain't got to lay down. You only got to lay down. We can have sex, but I'm not putting my dick in your mouth. The same mouth eating meat.
But y'all realize what's going on when y'all have sex, though. You literally swapping off cells. Seminal fluid, copulin fluid, y'all literally becoming one.
That's good.
And that's why, like, if you ejaculate in a woman, bro, your sperm go to her brain and stay there for the rest of her life.
Good. Yeah, good. That's what I like. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
Damn.
That's why in the Bible, a woman was only supposed to be with one man her whole entire life because they knew that concept. Or she was supposed to remain a virgin until she got wedded.
So the nut is in her brain?
In her brain.
Yeah.
It literally
how many brains do I own?
So look, for real, look. Stupid. Look, you have inside of your sperm, bro, you have something that actually weakens.
Are you thinking about me?
Stupid. You made this nigga a supervillain.
The brains, I feel them.
This is gonna send out texts. Hey.
You see that? I ain't never invite you on my stage, boy. They won't even be in there listening. They just bugging up. They be like,
okay, so what happened with the brain?
Y'all got me weak up here. Nah, seriously, though. So in your sperm, when you ejaculate in a woman, you have something that literally suppresses her immune system. And then she has something called spermicide that's naturally produced by her vagina to kill all the 100 trillions of sperms before one can make it and the baby can be conceived. So what this does when you ejaculate in her, you weaken her immune system, is something called the blood and brain barrier. Your sperm literally passes that and attaches to receptors on her brain. That's why they be so addicted to males. You know what I'm saying? You know, you ain't heard the word pussy whip.
Right.
Like, nah, literally women scientifically get dick whipped though. Scientifically. Because your sperm literally bonds with her brain forever. And that's why multiple sex partners in women, they start developing multiple different personalities. You ain't never seen your woman start talking like you? Sometimes I even start looking alike. Merging genes
and shit. I always felt like marriage people, when they start looking alike, you found your match.
Nah, yeah.
So that's the nut.
You just
in
bust
brain?
That many nuts in her. Hey, look. Hey, the shit sound funny, bro, but look. It sound funny, but this is pure review science, bro. This pure review science, bro. Imagine it. You realize that sperm is DNA genetic material, right? Sperm is DNA genetic material. So if you constantly busting your genetic material into a woman, basically y'all genetics and y'all genome start to form, bro.
Bro, my sister look just like her hood, but I can't wait to call her in, but that nigga nut in your brain.
We making it sound different. It gotta take a long route to get there, but yeah. But that's why you see multiple women that have multiple sex partners, they take on multiple personalities from their partner. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you know she been fucking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bitch, I don't say that. The fuck you hear this song at, bitch? Yeah.
Facts.
Who the fuck you calling, bro? Where you get this shit from?
That's hilarious. Good.
You a crip nut? Where this come from?
Damn.
Hey.
Crazy.
So what happened? So look, what if you mess with a girl who have a lot of nut in her brain, and then you come along, do you get attached with some of those personalities too?
Yeah, you can though.
Now you got nut on your brain?
I got nut on my brain?
I on some real stuff though. But that's the reason why, you know, if you read a certain ancient principles and certain ancient literatures though, that's why we not supposed to be having sex with whores.
Facts,
because your
facts.
Body become one with who you go into.
Facts.
And you get to start sharing them multiple personalities and traits.
Right.
Now remember, we swapping genetic material, y'all. So we can't act like genetic material don't merge with your DNA. That's why if you with a woman and you constantly ejaculating at her and she constantly coming on you, y'all start merging. Y'all start looking alike. Y'all start talking alike. Y'all even start hemi-syncing y'all brains. Hemi-syncing is a real word. It's called the gateway experience, where he can think something and she automatically know what he thinking, or she can say something and then he will finish her sentence. So, but that's the whole point. The scriptures say a man supposed to leave his mother and father and cleave on to his wife and become one.
Right.
That oneness is true. It's not just in a spiritual sense. I'm talking about genetically wise, you become one. Like, seriously.
If I.
So, you know what I'm saying? I know man gonna be man, but we should really watch who we putting our dick in, though.
Facts.
Right.
Straight up.
Hell yeah.
I had to slow down. I slowed down, but I'm still going fast.
You might be too far gone.
I'm still on the expressway. I'm just not in the fast lane. I'm still out there though.
I'm on a dirt road. Shit.
I'm in the first lane. So just in case if I want to get out, I can get out.
Slow down, that's slow.
Yeah, I'm still on the expressway though.
You ain't going slow just because you was doing 130 and you dropped down to one.
I'm in the first lane, still going like I'm in the fast lane.
Well, I'm on the interstate, and the police is out here.
Oh, are you slowing down?
There's speed limit, seatbelt, both hands on the steering wheel.
In the Hellcat?
Like it's Cobb County. 07.
Hey.
Weed in the trunk.
Come on,
fuck
man.
Sun
about.
Going down. One headlight out.
215s in the trunk.
Ooh.
Wow.
I'm trying to get home for this sun go down, wow. Man.
Ignite. Smoking in the car with 2 pounds in that bitch.
I would always pick what I'm going to do illegally. Either I'm going to smoke. Are we moving?
Oh, we moving.
But I ain't finna smoke and be moved. Like,
I hate motherfuckers that do that. That's the dumbest shit in the
you
world.
You gotta make a decision.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Man, I ain't smoking no weed in about 10 years, man.
This shit still good. Good.
It's still good.
Still good. Still had
so
your
you
eye.
Don't do nothing that is gonna toxify your body. Nothing.
He do something. He eat a bag of Skittles just, every now and then
no,
or something.
I don't eat no Skittles.
You do what you do. It's
something. I'm telling you, I eat some cooked vegan food every now and then.
Oh, hell no. What else?
Vegan, that's the baddest shit.
What else?
Got.
Fuck that. No, it's
say,
the most
tell
shit.
I eat vegan every brutal.
We sleeping. I sneak and eat a little boy's salad. No, nigga, what else you do? You done had a bowl little Captain Crunch or something.
You done had some crouton.
Hey, my brother, don't put no milk on that Captain Crunch. Give me two of them Captain Crunch.
Oh, man, I ain't drunk. I always been lactose
intolerant. Okay, I ate a piece of birthday cake at my nephew's birthday party. I did that.
You ain't being a slutty vegan trying to hide his face.
Oh, this ain't me.
Pouring on the record, man. Hey, look, I got a real story here.
Put bacon on it.
Look. Hey, I got asked a slutty vegan. I didn't go. You can ask my team. I stayed back. I ain't eat it or nothing,
you
man.
No, I didn't do it.
Felt like they said they went up in there and as soon as they walked in, we got two sluts coming in the building. I heard that they call you sluts and everything, man.
Man, you was supposed to go support that black owned business.
That shit, man. Good, yeah, man. But I can't.
So
eat
that, that's nothing.
Even
you
if
do.
You ain't eating nothing, that's you was supposed to go. No.
So I gotta stop smoking. I gotta stop doing all this shit.
What y'all can do is
stop having threes.
I can still support her. I can send a donation.
That's what I'm saying. Support
food though.
Yeah, you ain't gotta eat it.
And so you telling me my restaurant you ain't gonna come up? You gonna come in here and be like, man, all this shit bad.
No, I ain't gonna tell you. I ain't gonna do you like that. I'm gonna let you. You know what I'm saying?
You just ain't gonna eat. You gonna look at me like?
I'm gonna pull you to the side. But you already know what I teach though.
Right, right.
But it's more stuff y'all can do with the weed other than smoking it. Weed tea, edibles.
What about the oil?
Now look, you
said
do
the
what,
oil is the reason why
you can do what you want to do with your
like
herb. Don't tell me what to do with mine. We came up here so you can speak on the platform. You're not finna start telling us what
you
to goddamn do.
I'm a firm believer in the endocannabinoid system.
The endocannabinoid system.
Yeah, your endocannabinoid system.
Fuck it that,
so
man.
Some people need different cannabinoids.
What's a cannabinoid, man? I mean, but like, on
some people need THC, some people need CBD.
Oh, yeah, but
some
people need. But you know, your body produces a lot of these substances
it's
on
in
its
you.
Own.
Yeah, it's in you.
Yeah, between the hours of 3 and 6, they call it the witching hour. DMT.
I do get naturally high though. Sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you already got this stuff. All this thing, all these doing are enhancing what's already in
so
your body.
So how can I like wake up and make sure I get the THC? What time?
This one.
It's in your body.
Yeah, it's in your body.
I just want to catch it.
Between three.
I have a deficiency.
Look,
that's why I smoke so much. I'm deficient.
It's three to what?
Don't try to use science to do that, man. It sounds good though. But nigga don't know what they talking about. You get
accurate.
My cannabinoid genes is recessive. So I had to put cannabis in my body manually.
But I'm saying though, when? Because I have been naturally high before.
So the witching hour, between the hours of 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., wake up, go completely dark. If you can, get some blindfolders, them little sleep glasses, put them on your face and do some deep diaphragmatic breaths.
Okay. Do that
for like 30 minutes. And literally, if you can, put something over your ears. The whole thing is to start paying attention to your breath and your heartbeat. Right. It's literally stopping time and bringing you into a present now.
Right.
The moment you become present where time don't exist, bro, I'm telling you, you're going to feel a high that you never, it's way more powerful than this shit, man.
And
way
it feel
more
way
powerful.
Better.
Hell yeah. Sometimes it'll scare you though. You know what I'm saying? To feel that nothingness, because when you feel the nothingness, you realize that you're connected to everything. It's called quantum entanglement. We got all of this already naturally producing in us, bro.
I felt nothing before.
Well, I would just like to help.
I felt nothing before.
Speed up the process, because my mind and body rolls the blunt a little too slow for my liking.
you need to be speed up.
Yeah, man.
So do y'all do edibles and teas and stuff like that?
I don't do none of that shit. I don't do no oil. I don't do none of that shit. I'm scared
like
of that. Number flour. I need flour.
Edibles, I have to have nothing to do. And that's rare because I don't know when it's going to hit.
So I got a question. Y'all ain't never even thought about just changing up what y'all rolling the weed in? Even if y'all going to stay smoking, at least smoke cleaner, even if that's even a thing.
I got a leaf that's cleaner.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Mike Tyson wraps ain't bad.
I smoke various products.
They're expensive.
Various vegan wraps and tea leaves and,
and
rice papers. None.
But you know, it's an herb too, though. It's a treat.
What, the marijuana?
Yeah.
Of course. It's one.
I actually have smoked weed that was rolled in weed.
Yeah, so hey, I've been seeing them.
There we go.
I seen some of them in Cuba.
What?
In Cuba. They literally had a marijuana leaf and they rolled the marijuana up in the marijuana leaf.
Yeah,
it was pure marijuana. But they still put a fire to it, which changed the molecular structure, and a lot of estrogen and cytoestrogen was leaked. Once you put fire to weed, it releases a chemistry of estrogen to the brain.
No, it don't.
Yeah.
Nah.
Weed do? Yeah, cytoestrogen at that.
But estrogen
is the THC.
But estrogen is what women need.
Yeah. Now you get so you get my drink.
We been smoking estrogen.
We got it too.
Yeah.
So we smoke.
But they got it way more. Yeah. But we got testosterone.
I don't want to smoke this no more. It makes me feel funny. He'll jail me. You can have it. I don't want
you
it.
You hit it.
You get it.
Y'all crazy, man.
You don't want to hit it?
Damn, that's bullshit.
Y'all should look that up, though.
All this shit, man.
But what's wrong with stop smoking? You still get the same high by making
estrogen.
The tea.
None of my want the motherfucking estrogen.
So boil it.
Boil the weed?
Yeah,
but that eating it like it gets you high later.
But the high be more profound, though. And it's a body high.
I won't be high.
So
now.
You seem like y'all so like the head. So y'all like the sativa. Y'all like the head high.
The sativa. Hour.
So boil the weed.
Yeah, what you do is you would take an ounce, right. You put an ounce in a 16 ounce pot of spring water.
Right.
You're gonna let it sit for 10 minutes.
Right.
Then you turn it on, you let it boil for 2 minutes. After right. You let it boil for 2 minutes, you let it steep. Let that deal steep for 45 minutes.
Steep, after, what is steep?
Steep is when you turn it to its lowest setting, but the fire is still on that pot just a little bit.
Like, so you're saying like on the stove, cut Like a one and a half. 1.5. Cut it to one.
Yeah.
Cut it to like right before the one so you can sit on the couch.
Yeah,
for a minute.
So look, while you're on the side, get you some lemon, some key limes, and some manuka honey.
Okay.
All right, get you preparing.
Right.
So once you get done, you strain it out, you put that in a glass, and then you squeeze your lemon and your lime, and you put you about a tablespoon of manuka honey in there.
Right.
Boy, I'm telling you, take it. You're feeling good. Feeling good. And you can go all night off of that. You just made your own.
You just wasted an ounce of fucking weed.
That's what you got out of all that, man. That's what you got out of all that. Look,
two cups of juice. Who put this weed in this goddamn pot?
You just saved your lungs. Right. You just saved your lungs.
Right.
You ain't burn and turn THC into cytoestrogen,
but you said
you
made your herbal
aphrodisiac too.
Yeah. So for some reason, when you add,
now you acting like you drink lean. Man, let me get this shit up.
Hey, but for real though, for some reason, when you add THC to honey though, it acts as an aphrodisiac.
THC to honey?
Yeah. The chemical reaction, it just increases circulation in your lower area.
I don't need no aphrodisiac. As soon as I see them bumps on that nipple part.
It's up.
I'm hornier than that goddamn coyote.
You talking about the areolas.
Warner Brothers cut.
That's the areolas, man.
What?
I be hornier than that wolf when his tongue falls. That motherfucker. Stupid.
That part that gets
soon as the titty get and the bumps raise up, it be like, hey, I'm in there. I'm ready to pay some bills after that.
That nigga, that's stupid.
But hey,
soon as I see that vein go through that area,
I'm gonna agree on why we're here, man.
A what?
That's your agreement. Y'all gonna start at least smoking a little cleaner. Just switch it up. Do some cones, some vegan cones.
For real?
Just smoking a little.
I'm not finna lie to you. I'm not finna lie to you. You doing shit. I'm older than you. I'm not finna listen to you.
Damn.
You think eating vegetables make you a better person? It don't.
I never said that.
It don't. I'm not doing shit. I'm gonna follow you and I'm gonna like them posts, but I'm not doing shit. I'm ready for you to leave now. I got some chicken over there right now. I was just trying to wait till we wrap this shit up, because I know you on a mission.
That's your plate over there, bro?
You're fucking right. Look how big it is. Big French fries in that month. I'm eating all that. I just ain't want to eat that barbecue around your white shit, bro. It's the reason. Extra salt, all that, man. And I'm hit the blunt when I get through with the good sugary lemonade.
Right.
Hey, but you know what I like about you, though?
What?
At least you stating that's what you gonna do.
I'm about to do all that.
At least you ain't faking it.
But
you
saying like a nigga, hey, I'm hitting the blunt right now.
But who said I was even talking about you, DC?
See, he's guilty.
You gotta watch him. Guilty guys in DC.
Who having orange?
You the one said you gonna do the shit. But the other two niggas.
I ain't doing shit.
I appreciate that though, bro.
I'm gonna get. Now, I will take some vitamins. I love a fucking vitamin. Send me all that shit.
I feel like the vitamin is a placebo, right?
Yeah. No, it ain't a placebo because the body do need essential
vitamins. Well, send me the herbs then. I need the herbs and vitamins.
My manager going to get all y'all.
Oh, I got all the motherfuckers. I got about, I take the mushrooms.
The rishis, the lion's mane. Good for the brain.
Hell yeah. I got the natural tonic they send to my house every month. With the nigga holding the earth on the bottle.
You know
that shit disgusting. It got to be good. Yohimbe, ashwagandha.
Yeah, that's for the adrenal gland.
Exactly.
Magnesium,
too.
Yohimbe?
Yeah.
That shit, I'm scared.
I got that kalawala. I'm
gonna call
it Yohimbe, though.
Yeah. My kalawala comes from
the Dikembe. Okay. Yeah, you know them old people that fucking. We take, boy, get on that Dikembe.
Yeah, shit, dope.
And that Yohimbe, though, Yohimbe is good for you.
For real, I'm scared of that shit.
Mix that with some ashwagandha, with some damiana.
Yeah.
You in there?
Let me get the light.
Scatter you, man.
It give you a little bit of heart palpitation.
The moment my heart pap, I feel like how you said.
Yeah, that's how I ain't want to hit them blunts. Boy, my heart.
Hey, boy, they bit that pap 3 times, but I need you to come on through. No cap, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm already energetic. I just don't need nothing to take me overboard.
No, I got you. I got you.
Little bro mine.
That come from the sea. Bro mine, Al Dime. Them your sea vegetables, you know, sea moss, club moss. Yeah,
see, a lot of people don't know that sea moss, Dr. Seb shit, that shit the one got my skin.
Man, you need to try out kelp though.
That kelp.
10 times more powerful than sea moss. Kelp.
Dude, I need
come
the kelp.
I don't want the
extra glow now.
That kelp good for you.
I'm already glowing. I don't want to get out of there and be glowing.
Your thyroid too. A lot of
that shit that grow on the SpongeBob house.
Yeah.
hey, it really is though.
I don't want to be out here bleaching my skin. They be like, I don't know what happened, J.O.N., but I'm getting light in the light.
Well, look, you got to come back and at least talk shit with us every quarter. And the next time you come, we'll roll up some paper joints.
Man, that'd be
with a filter.
That'd be fine.
They're going to be vegan.
And I sprinkle a little strawberry radish on there. Whatever. Whatever.
Just some hot.
But look.
What? Some Hawthorne berry?
We're going to make sure you got the address. We need a box of healthy shit.
I got you.
Send us instructions. And everything. Send us an ounce of weed to the boy so we can have some tea.
I'm gonna send you the instructions to the weed.
Right. At least we need the books. We'll put the shit up here, whatever.
I got a book coming out in July. It's called Healing the Illusion We Call Disease.
So, we need that. You from Hawthorne Berry?
Yeah, Hawthorne Berry. Okay. Very good for the heart, good for circulation too.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I'm getting right.
What's the IG?
Yaki Awakened.
How you spell it?
Let everybody know.
AWAKENED. There's a Tap bunch in. Of fakes out there.
Tell everybody. Tell everybody.
Hey, check me out. Yaki Awaken. YAHKI.
There you go, right here.
Yeah.
This is it, right?
Yep, that's it right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom, my nigga.
He be on there going off. And you niggas still eating oranges with no seeds in them. What the fuck is a cutie? There's no such thing as a cutie. There's a beautiful orange, then there's an alright looking orange. You put them together, that ain't cute.
I appreciate y'all.
No, we appreciate you. I told y'all I was going to get you in here.
Oh, yeah, you got me in.
I got you.
What's the website? And you know where people can hit you and actually get
you. www.yakiawaken.com. YAHKIAWAKENED.com. www.yakiawaken.com. We got all the herbs on there. Anything that you need for healing modalities, you can come to the clinic. You can check out the herbs. You can come to the clinic. You can get some lymphatic massages, whatever you need, man. We got anything to do with healing. I'm into so.
Well, look, man, you know we was going to talk some shit when you came here, but you know you always welcome on our platform, and we appreciate what you do for the community.
Appreciate it.
Hey, 85 South, man. We out of here.
Wow.
Let's get a photo.
Let's do it.
My man,
real.
You've
been studying,
boy. Don't leave him.
I ain't see you, bro. But y'all just ain't no funny niggas. Y'all really be studying this shit.
Almost there.
All right,
thank you. We in
there? They love.
Hold on, we got to get a real one.
3, 2, 1.
Thank you. Appreciate you, family. Appreciate
you,
bro, man.
Oh,
no,
yeah. We tapped
in.
I never did
that,
though.
I need you.
Oh, thank y'all, man. I appreciate it.
You loaded.
Video, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the third one. What's up, ugly?
What's up, man? What's up, baby?
What's up, man?
Going crazy?
Man, good? Y'all do that shit.
Staying out the way.
Blessings to you, God.
Well, yo.
Oh, yeah, you know this, right, Joe? That's Joe.
Yeah, sir, staying out the way.
Yeah, yeah, Sirski.
Which one?
Right. Good to see you,
which one?
Hemp that
oh,
paint.
Oh, no, I ain't in my phone.
What's up, man? What's you no know good? Let me see. Yeah, you know we gonna fuck with you. Hold on.
DJ Dirty Dick.
Back.
What y'all got going on, man?
Find that intersection.
What y'all got going on?
Yeah.
Nerd shit.
I appreciate that, brother.
Y'all
keep, bro.
I'm leaking you online.
I like the way you look at a man in their soul when you speaking to him, too. A lot of brothers don't do that. I appreciate that,
time is too borrowed.
Yeah.
I'm in here. All
right.
You gift us so much.
I pray.
You want so much to give us these gifts. I love how the niggas bring the comedy and laugh, but I love what you bring, gang.
What up, though?
Love it. Can love yourself.
What's up, y'all?
Most I love you to keep you.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Nah, I'm all good, bro.
It's there, right?
Yes.
Right. Most definitely, son. Most definitely. Oh, yeah. Oh, praise you, bro. Praise you. Oh, yeah?
I had posted something about, white shit at the bottom of your head.
Yeah.
Posted that shit, man, in the comment section, nigga.
Yeah, all praise, bro. All praise. Man,
breaking shit down. So even though you be saying some shit that, like,
I'm sleepy as fuck.
Oh, they got the cheese.
Never ask me no shit like that. No.
Yeah, no, I'm sleeping here.
That's the last one.
I know. Oh, that's hard.
That's my drink.
They're going to be hitting you up in a minute.
I don't want you to ever change, but I got to.
Shit's coming through, man.
Thank you.
For having me, boy.
Love y'all, OG. Appreciate it. But...
No, you're lying, bro.
Peace, family.
Love you,
family.
Y'all finna do another
one. Wait, you the second one. You know what I'm trying to tell you. Nigga don't know, but hard work, dedication, boy. Blessings. Thank you, mama. Be safe.
One, two, three.
Y'all be safe out here.
All right, man. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Thank you, man. No, thank you, bro. For real. I got to tap in with you for real.
Single fucking line. You know, speak
rap
like a cop. That's what that nigga
would
say.
Right.
No. Nah, yeah. Hey, man. You too, bro. So you know that's why. Hey, man. No, you got to learn. Especially that comedy go hand in hand. If I don't know shit, I can't talk about shit. So.
Hey, bro.
Appreciate
it. What I was saying, bro.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. Appreciate y'all.
How long you down here for, fam?
What's up, man? What's up, babe? Yeah, all right?
I love the work.
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you, fam. Okay.
Come on, dude. You been out here since yesterday. I came out here yesterday.
What's good, fam? What's up, baby? How you doing, baby?
You know how I am.
Yeah, what's up,
my
I'm about to get on your
own. Who think that I'm not... down with whatever they got going.
Why the fuck you don't know me?
Bro. Me and you ain't connected.
Man, why I don't know them,
this
man?
Man, this nigga hit a goat.
He know everybody but me.
He know the goat.
You gonna have to ask
he knowing my niggas and don't know me.
The ones I done had is what I had, G.
It's more so on them.
That cereal runs.
You ain't got a word. You ain't got a...
He got some shit called Barbie, so I don't see
him. Anything you got going on, nigga.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Call me. I'm
so
bro. Okay, what... Every movie you're a part of, why didn't you be a sign with you? Nigga, like, hey, bro, I got to see your
contract. I'm
going to
check them out.
You
good? You need
to
be straight? Okay.
You going to do what it do.
Water?
Got
you.
And then we got anything going on. Not me already. Anything.
Not next weekend. The weekend happens.
For me. He know how to make me a superstar.
There go my dog, though.
Yeah.
There go my motherfucking dog, though.
For what you represent.
Dog, you good to see your family. It's been so long.
See you, man.
Hell yeah.
Longevity, my nigga.
What's up, family? Good?
Yes, sir.
Family.
Appreciate you.
What's up, Fooly?
Love.
How you doing, G? What you got over here today? Yeah. They get you straight.
Do a track with him now.
For sure.
Well, love and honor, for real.
Now.
Longevity, right?
Yeah.
Gotta do some shit.
Word.
Yeah. That's work, man.
Okay.
Work.
Yeah, it's just
we'll get you situated, I guess.
Meditation shit. I'll be waking up at 4 anyway.
Yeah, send the invoice.
I'll be waking up at 4 anyway.
Yeah, where is it?
I don't know what the fuck.
I ain't know you had
up at 4 in the morning.
Big Rob been holding out on my shit. I could have been hung this up in the background.
Okay, dope. What they got?
You had to.
You know I take shit.
But you got the right email. You got the right
email. Already. They're looking
out. I was trying to get some exclusive.
Somebody else don't get me.
Since you're my partner, I'm gonna let you see, man. Look, the Hawks wanted me to
right here.
Get back on, come out of retirement and get back on the team, bro. So,
man, I was gonna jump on it regardless.
I'm gonna do it. But I told him I gotta have my own shit when I do.
Nah, nigga.
That's hard, ain't it?
Y'all niggas got me laughing, boy. That shit.
I'm about to hang it up here. Don't worry. I love it. Don't worry about it. I know the size right because you sat me last time.
Nice to meet you.
Yes.
I will. I will.
I be having a bitch on TV.
That's crazy.
I know.
Oh, that shit hard.
Come on, Jill. Authentic. You already know what I need to do. Let me try this on real quick.
All right, send them on.
Oh, I ain't even see that bitch leather. Yes. I'm tripping.
I'm gonna put in the Adam Murphy.
I'm tripping. That shit crazy.
Perfect. I thought it was a regular jersey at first.
That shit leather. That shit crazy.
You fucking nailed it. Fucking nailed it.
Facts. This nigga done bought all that weed again.
10 years.
You
smoke?
10 years later.
I smoke a little bit.
I called you on your birthday.
Don't send me no bill. I didn't pay for this shit twice.
You told me.
I'm sorry.
You got me. Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, yeah, I done paid for this shit.
Working. You on it, dog?
Two summers ago.
You been working.
I have.
I know.
Two summers ago.
Oh, me and Birdman almost. Hey, man.
I got that show coming up in Atlanta.
Like a damn Gemini.
Boy,
you
going
to have to take a ride with us. We'd have had to be like.
You had like a Gemini.
I went up to a 40.
Nah, you had like a Gemini.
Yeah. Because remember, they was the first time there, I couldn't even get
it. Family. Yes, sir. 31.
I don't know why you asked that man to do something, man.
Who?
Oh. That nigga looked at me, too. The pressure was all on me, nigga.
No, what about your T.O.?
That's hard.
No, he wouldn't have.
Thank you, my brother.
Then he wouldn't have been
like,
thank you, my brother.
And the PJ to Miami.
I requested you because you the only one to know how to do it.
I don't want this shit to come out at all.
I wouldn't say.
It looked like it's hard enough.
You can't make no.
Yeah, I fucked it.
Yeah, nigga.
Fucked it. Dog.
Promo.
Yeah, I'm fucked
up. I know it is.
When you hang around the $1 million niggas, when they don't
sit it on the table,
they say no.
I get it.
Just,
what's up?
It's just,
thank you.
Appreciate like, it. I done seen motherfuckers.
No problem.
You know, what you call it?
Because I seen motherfuckers. Because whatever you say is going to be long.
For real?
Yeah.
My boy.
Like, I seen motherfuckers. I seen motherfuckers try to do that shit. Just got to Will, like, we only got to shoot. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
He's like 5 minutes. He's like,
thank you.
Man, my out is 10 minutes. Your cameras ain't set up. It's not going to be 5. It's not going to be 10 minutes. It's going to be, we got, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got
to
get so.
Like, what you trying to do?
Something crazy.
You wasn't wrong.
Like,
you were doing what you're supposed to do.
Now,
if you would have grabbed that nigga, you would have been wrong.
Okay. Come on, cold.
Yes, yo, why they make me work so hard?
Yeah.
Shit on, nigga, they hard. I never go in about their
shirt.
Well, glass shirt, that hard. Sure. No, I'm an old nigga, too. I'm starting
you
to slow
good,
down.
Right?
I'm like, good, right? I'm chilling.
No lane doing the
face. Yeah, you can hold it. I hold it.
I mean, the slow lane going crazy. Yeah, hard.
Like, I don't know what this nigga is going through, but... This nigga in character. You did too many of them Lifetime murder movies. You done lost his mind now. You think he the character?
I ain't even gonna ask about no fucking promo photo.
Mm-mm.
Shut up, brother.
New Face called it, too.
Mm-hmm.
One more, we out.
New Face called it, because now he's like, I signed everything. I signed everything.
I'm just ready to get on the road, boy. God damn.
Don't overwork.
Don't
overwork. All I got to do is just worry about
that
shit.
That's my new phrase,
I'm
bro.
Start hitting Comedy Club, work on me a new set right quick. What's some pop-up spots? Hey, what's some pop-up spots out here? I don't know, man. Like, I don't know,
what?
Man.
What you want to do?
Shit, pop-up shit.
Do some comedy?
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.